all is exceedingly well. There are no mistakes. Everything is unfolding as it should. Everyone is in the right place. There's nothing to worry about, nothing to think about, nothing to correct. Even those of you who seek enlightenment, who seek moksha, liberation, who seek freedom, are making a grave mistake. For you see, moksha is the opposite of samsara. If there were no samsara, no worldly confusion, there would be no liberation. The only reason we're seeking liberation is because we think we're involved in moksha.
The other way around.
Samsara, right. If there's samsara, there has to be liberation. If there's liberation, there's samsara. They're both two sides of the same coin. As a matter of fact, the deeper you search, the more deluded you are. Because if you're not deeply immersed in samsara, would you be searching for freedom? There would be nothing to search for. What I'm trying to say is samsara, moksha, enlightenment, are all of the mind. They both come from the same mind, which is false imagination. You have absolutely nothing to search for, nothing to attain, nothing to go after. There is no being and non-being. Think about this. How simple you can make your life. You have nothing to correct, nothing to fix. Nothing to do whatsoever. You don't even have to be yourself. For if you're trying to be yourself, you must be imagining you're a non-self. For you want to be yourself. Think for a moment. If all of these opposites were totally eliminated from your mind, where would you be? You'd be in a space that is ineffable, but we can call it bliss consciousness. You would be in total bliss. If you're not trying to change bad for good, good for bad, believing you're a sinner, you've done something wrong, then believing you have to redeem yourself and do something right. Get rid of all your concepts. Concepts of this and that, up and down, backward and forward. Be still and know that I am God. this biblical ordination is very true. To be perfectly still. When you are perfectly still, it means you're resting in the silence. And then you will know that you are God. But the injunction is to be perfectly still, perfectly quiet. Not allowing the world conditions to frighten you or to make you deliriously happy. You are to observe the world, to watch the world, to look at the world, but not to react to it. The world is a world of constant change, and if you react to it, you'll be changing every moment yourself, like most of us do. One moment we feel good, one moment we feel bad. If things are going our way, we feel happy. If they're not, we feel depressed. Yet if you were able to observe the world without reacting to it, you'd always be in one state, blissful. There would be nothing that can take the bliss away from you. Do not think of yourself as a human being or as a non-human being. Remember, when I make all of these statements about absolute reality, pure awareness, consciousness, this is my own confession. But to most people, these words are totally meaningless. Or again, to call yourself absolute reality means that you think of yourself as not being absolute reality. Well, if you were absolute reality, would you have to voice it or call yourself that? You have to be the opposite of what you think about. And this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to unlearn these things. Not to learn, but to unlearn. To remove all concepts, opinions, beliefs, preconceived ideas. This is why a person who has achieved a high state of consciousness does not know anything about this, because there's nobody to say, and they keep still. They do not become immersed in talking and talking and talking. When you're through talking, you get nowhere. There's absolutely nothing to do. There's nowhere to go, there's nothing to achieve. And there's always the body and the mind that wants to achieve things, wants to make things happen, wants to improve the world, wants to improve your life. Just be happy. That's all. You can only be happy when you have no opinions, when you're not judging the world or people, when you leave everybody and everything alone, then you're naturally happy. Can't be otherwise. What's going through your mind? Between my talking and the part where I keep still. What's happening in your mind? What are you thinking about? And it's these thoughts that come to you that give you the problems. Watch your mind. Watch your thoughts. Observe yourself thinking. But do nothing to change it. It is in the gap between sentences that consciousness rises. This is where pure awareness is, in the gap between sentences. Not in the words. Look at yourself honestly, intelligently, and see the way your mind controls you. See the way your mind wants you to think this and do this, and believe this and go after this, and change this. If you really believe that everything is unfolding as it should, what would you have to do? Nothing. If everything were really unfolding as it should in your life, What would you have to do? There would be absolutely nothing to do. This doesn't mean that you're going to sit still and not go do your work or do the things that your body came here to do. Your so-called body is here for a very specified reason. That's how it appears. This is why everybody is different. And everyone has different goals, different beliefs, different objectives. This is what samsara is all about. This perfect illusion, this perfect maya, which seems so powerful, so strong, and so inviting, that you jump in and you become involved in all these things. Do not let the world fool you. No matter what it shows you, do not forget who you are, what you are. Remember, you're going to be around forever. There is no death for you. You will always be around. Only you will be like boundless space. Your essence will be in everything, everywhere. But you will be conscious. This is why the highest state is called consciousness. For your presence is expansive. Your essence is in the trees, in the mountains, in people, places, and things. You're all that, and much more. Everything that's ever lived, mineral, vegetable, animal, human, are all yourself. You are that. The billions and billions of people that came and gone, died, were born, so to speak, are all yourself. You are them. You're all these people, you're all these things. This is the reason that you don't know who you are. You think you're just a body. You are all the bodies. All the trees, all the mountains, all the birds, all the minerals. This is all you. There's only one, and you are that one. If you think of yourself in this way, you get a whole new meaning of life. That's when you have reverence for all of life. That's when you begin to practice ahimsa. Non-violence to any human thing or sentient thing. only when you recognize this great truth, that you are one with all there is, and all there is one with you. This sounds a little strange to some people. When I tell you that you are the leaf outside the mountain, the cockroach, the bedbug, the flea, this is all you. Otherwise, where would it come from? If it didn't come out of you, where would it come from? When you think of yourself in this way, you get a whole new meaning of life. And it feels good. When you think of yourself as separate and apart from things, that's where you have the problems. You believe you have to make your own life, which appears to be short. You appear to be born. You go through experiences. Then you appear to drop the body. And you think you carry on as an entity, a separate entity, in an astral plane or a causal plane. Some of you believe you're reincarnated into another body. But if only you can expand on that. I was trying to understand there's one physical body. It is the physical body of the entire universe. And you are that. No separation. If you really understood this and knew this, would you ever feel lonely? Would you ever feel that you're alone? How can you? When you are the entire universe. You are free to think and believe anything you like. But unless you have a semblance of truth, reality, inside of you there'll be total confusion in your life, total chaos. You will wander from pillar to post. When you think about it, you always feel good within yourself. When you see yourself as separate, alone, How can you ever feel good about yourself? You cannot. Well, a person who believes they're separate always has various problems that they have to overcome. But when you begin to realize you're like boundless space, everywhere present, evenly distributed, how can you feel bad? Do you feel evenly distributed? A piece of you over here, a piece of you over there. You're all over the place. This is the vision all sages have. Again, this is one of the reasons why true sages always keep silent. What is there to talk about? If you are everything, what is there to explain? What is there to say? To whom shall you explain yourself to? To whom shall you talk? Think of all the talking you've done since you were born. You were born going ga ga ga. And now you're an adult and you're still going ga ga ga. But you made them into words, you made ga ga into words. Now your gaga is a bunch of words. That's all. But what has it done for you? Or you may think, well, if I didn't talk, I would never accomplish anything. I've got to express myself, I've got to explain myself. I've got to let people know who I am. Take a look at this world. Look at the precarious condition it's in. This is because people have been expressing themselves all their lives. They become violent by expressing themselves. Countries begin to fight with each other for want of perfect expression. The master never has anything to say. The real sage never has anything to babble about. There are no points to prove. You understand the way the world of samsara goes? People are born in samsara, they go through experiences, they die. That's the end of that. What is there to talk about? In the illusory world of Maya, people are born to die. Everything is born has to die. This is why you should get out of the world of samsara. This is why you should not wait another minute, but become totally free and liberated. Remember, as I mentioned in the beginning, not by going after it, but when you go after it, it means that you're deeply involved in samsara. For if there were no samsara, would you go after anything? So grab hold of yourself. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Don't Do not compare yourself with anybody or anything. You are unique in your own way. Leave the world alone. Leave people alone. Whatever is happening to you is no accident. Your whole life was mapped out for you before you came into this body. Everything was mapped out. The experiences you're going to have in this life. When you're going to leave your body and continue onward. It's all prearranged. What have you got to do with it? You have absolutely nothing to do with your life. Look at the things people try to do to preserve their body. As if anything you do is going to preserve it. Dive within yourself. Dive deep within your heart. How do you dive within your heart? One of the methods is by inquiring, who am I? Just by inquiring, who am I? Another method is by not reacting to anything. By observing everything and letting it alone, leave it alone. Do whatever you have to do to keep you silent and quiet and peaceful. So remember these important points. Do not go searching for freedom and liberation, for you pull yourself deep into samsara when you do. When you practice, who am I? Have no reason for doing this. Do not think you're attaining something great from it. Just do it. When you realize the I is responsible for everything that happens in your life, and you start searching for the I, have no motive, no reason for doing it. Just do it. When you do not react to things, do not say, I'm not reacting because I want to become free and liberated. That very statement keeps you back. Just do it. Point number two. Realize you are like boundless space. You are the space of the whole universe. all of the space that exists is you. It's all you. And the whole universe is superimposed upon yourself. Just as the boundless space holds the worlds in it. The sun, the moon, the earth, the entire galaxy is floating in space. So we can say that all the planets, all the galaxies, all the universes, everything in this earth, the trees, the mountains, the people, are all superimpositions on boundless space. That's what they are. To see it any other way is called false imagination. Your own body is also an image in boundless space. But you are the boundless space. This is you, yourself. Not your body, but you. The third point is to realize that every human being that ever lived, every animal that ever lived, every material object that ever lived existed, every mineral, are all yourself. You are that. You are everything. It is you. And all emanates out of your mind. You are the creator. Point number four. Stop worrying and fretting about these things. Stop being concerned about anything. Realize and understand that everything is in its right place. Everything has been preordained, predestined. You have absolutely nothing to worry about or think about or concern yourself about. Point number five, do not believe a word I say. Find out for yourself. Why should you believe me? I'm only one of these babblers I've been talking about. The Tower of Babel. That's me. Don't sit there and listen to me. Listen to yourself. All of the answers that was in you. All of the gods that you've been worshiping are within you. Everything is within you. You are the one. Be happy, rejoice, you are free.